Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. The last few days, I had been in stillness, searching for something to share and just dealing with the flow of life and how things come into our minds and our energy and we are unexpecting them. As a result, I found myself in just a lot of silence and moments of just quiet, contemplative thought and a real slow pace. And at first it was kind of unfamiliar, uncomfortable, and it felt foreign to me. And as I went through the process of just doing the best I could and, you know, meeting my responsibilities, I kept wondering if that was going to be my new normal or if I would find myself again. And so I didn't feel like I was mentally lost. I was just maybe shock would be a good word for it. And so as I, you know, took value in each step and let life be what it was, you know, showed up like I was supposed to show up, did the things I was supposed to do, it started to be okay. I started to feel better and to just find a way to move to my body's new groove, is the way I look at it now. And so as I look back over the last few weeks, I see that it was a learning spurt, maybe a growth experience. And it was good. Yeah, it was really good. Because I found that I did not have to have the answers. Yeah, I didn't have to have the answers. All I had to do was keep trying. And so I want to just let you know that if you ever run into moments like that, or in my case, it was days that turned into weeks of just not knowing if I was fully balancing things the way I should, to just trust the moment, to keep doing the best you can, to meet your responsibilities and be okay with not knowing exactly where you are, because you're never lost to God. So as I force myself to get involved yesterday with my group, with my poetry group, I felt a release and a sense of knowing that I don't think could have come from anything else, because I had still been writing these last few weeks. But I would start a project and not finish it. I would wonder why things weren't working, which meant I was pushing and not just letting the words flow. And what I realized was I was pushing, thinking that I knew which book was supposed to be next in the collection. And yesterday it dawned on me, I was like, maybe that's the problem. I need to just let the collection flow and go where the energy takes me. So today I'm going to go back. I'm going to look at my projects. I'm going to just listen to them. I'm going to feel them for what they are, play them. And when one calls to me and says it's ready, that's where my energy is going to go. And so it was really an enlightening experience for me, and and very educational, because years ago I would have thought, ooh, that feels like depression. Maybe you're having some panic or some anxiety. And realistically, it was just my spirit and my soul stretching its wings and telling me that it was time to grow. So be okay with stillness. And we'll have a new blog post up soon. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Wherever you are right now is fine. Accept the stillness, learn from it, enjoy the quiet, and be at peace in your mind. All is well. Goodbye.